In this bulletin, Qantas is hit with a $90 million fine for the largest case of illegal sacking of workers in Australian history. Police appeal for information after a fatal shooting attack outside a Sydney pub. And in sport, hundreds of robots compete in 3 days of athletic events in Beijing. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Australia's largest airline has been ordered to pay a landmark penalty of $90 million for what has been dubbed the largest case of illegal sackings in Australian history. Qantas outsourced more than 1,800 baggage handlers, cleaners and ground staff during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. In a move the federal court ruled was designed to curb union bargaining power in wage negotiations. The embattled airline's appeal to the High Court was unsuccessful, paving the way for today's fine. Transport Workers Union National Secretary Michael Caine says this is vindication for workers.
Justice Lee has absolutely smashed Qantas for all of its conduct across these 5 years. These workers have been vindicated. The 60,000 union workers who decided to take on this risk have been vindicated.
Qantas will have to pay the hefty bill on top of a $120 million compensation payment it's made to affected ground staff for their economic loss, pain and suffering following the outsourcing. Police are appealing for information from possible witnesses or dashcam footage after the fatal shooting of patrons at a Sydney pub. A 39-year-old man has died and another man, aged 31, has undergone two surgeries after his injuries. Police say the pair had been watching UFC at the Harold Hotel in Forest Lodge yesterday afternoon. Then they were attacked by a gunman when they left the venue around 6 p.m. It's not believed the offender was known to the victims, and Detective Superintendent Alfo Sergi says they've not yet been able to speak with the man who survived.
As we speak to more witnesses, I think we'll get a clearer picture. Again, I don't want to use supposition. I'd rather work on facts. So at this stage, one shooter, but I wouldn't discount there be a second shooter or second person involved.
Officer Sergi says the investigation will focus on links with organised crime networks. The Australian Services Union will lodge a submission with the Fair Work Commission to support working from home where it's possible to do so. It also wants to stop working at home being used by employers to bargain away other rights, including pay and conditions, amid warnings AI could replace jobs that can be done remotely. Social Services Minister Tanya Plibersek told the ABC Australia needs to take a common sense approach to working from home. But Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce says workers need to be careful about choosing to work from home because those roles are more likely to be replaced by AI.
So I'd be doing everything in your power to try and keep your jobs, because if people can prove they don't need to come to the office, then the office can prove that they can be replaced by AI.
The use and application of AI is likely to be a hot topic at this week's Productivity Roundtable to be held in Canberra. Ahead of that roundtable, the Federal Treasurer says key economic indicators, including wage growth and inflation, have put Australia in an ideal position for reform. A 3-day economic roundtable will run from tomorrow in Canberra. And Jim Chalmers says there are 3 key priorities to address to lift productivity after Australia recently recorded its weakest decade for productivity growth in 60 years. Mr. Chalmers says the government is consulting with experts on how to change regulation that is slowing industry growth and how to adopt and adapt to new technology.
I'm optimistic that there is an appetite for reform. There is ambition when it comes to dealing with the 3 major challenges in our economy: productivity, first of all, but also economic resilience and also budget sustainability.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has jumped on an overnight call with world leaders ahead of a bilateral meeting between the Ukrainian and US presidents. European leaders plan to accompany Volodymyr Zelensky to the White House this week for talks with Donald Trump. In a post on X, Mr. Albanese says he spoke with the leaders of the UK, France, and Mr. Zelensky, among others, discussing what he described as next steps in achieving a just and enduring peace. Last week, Mr. Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin met without Ukraine's leader, but failed to reach a deal to end the war. Members of the Australian-Ukrainian community have expressed outrage over that meeting. Mr. Albanese says the talks were a good thing, but stressed Russia should not be rewarded for its invasion. To sport now, and 500 robots from 16 countries have wrapped up competition at the World Humanoid Games in Beijing overnight. The robots competed in running, soccer and boxing over 3 days of competition, which finished with sprint and relay events. They didn't beat human records, but Gao Yuan from China's Unitree Robotics Company says the event successfully showcased the robotics industry.
We participated in this games not just to win a gold or silver medal. Our biggest win is not being the champion, but showing everyone the charisma of our mass-produced robots. What matters the most is keeping up the healthy development of our industry.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.